Ahoy! My name is James Freeman Clark. My first voyage was as a cabin boy on the schooner Oliver M. Pettit from New York. We carried 50 sheep and 2 mules. The mules were slung from straps and slung overboard and made to swim ashore, as there were no docks. We returned with salt. I continued as a cabin boy until I had to go back to school. From age 11 to 14, during the summer, I was on the schooner Saratoga. I left school at age 14 and joined the schooner Martha Jane, where I was a deckhand. We sailed from Philadelphia to Trinidad. We carried hardtack. Then we sailed with ballast trim, empty, so filled with stones and sand. We then sailed to Zanza de Cuba, to New York, with sugar and molasses. When the Civil War broke out, I became first mate on a ship chartered by the government. My brother was the captain. We carried hay, grain, and horses to the head of the Chesapeake. I got to see the Merrimack and the Monitor fight on March 2, 1862. After the war, I became captain of the schooner Dirago, sailing from Baltimore to Georgia carrying hard pine. One time we had to abandon ship because of bad weather. Fishermen left us off in Rockport. My second wife, Melissy Taylor, Captain Howe's niece, sailed up and down the coast with me. When I was master of the Decatur H. Miller, we ran aground. When I was second mate on the Aries, I was shipwrecked. I was a pilot on the steamship Carroll, which ran between Boston, Halifax, and Prince Edward Island. For 22 years, I was the master of the steam yacht Nashawina. I sailed with great captains, but to finish, I think I was the best captain of them all.